We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ain't no drama like wedding drama, that's for sure.
Oh, goodness.
We got a topic for Savage Sensible on her Facebook page. Does she want her name mentioned or no?
I'm going to leave it out just in case.
Okay. All right. Read what she wrote us.
She wrote, "I've got something for Savage or Sensible asking your best friend why you did not get asked to be a part of their wedding."
Ooh.
"When they were your maid of honor."
Now, we asked her for the backstory on
we
this.
Did, and she said that she met her quote-unquote best friend freshman year of college. They were in extracurricular activities and lived with one another for a semester. The friend then transferred to another college, but they stayed in touch. She says that as time has gone on and they've gotten older, they've been busy with getting their master's and doctoral degrees.
Ooh.
And finding jobs.
Is it at NYU?
And then in May 2016, the woman who messaged us got married, and this friend was her maid of honor. Well, now the friend just got engaged in April, and a week ago she posted a picture of her bridesmaid's gifts, and our friend here on Facebook was not one of them.
Mm.
So she wants to know if it is Savage or Sensible of her to ask her friend why she wouldn't have been invited to be part of that big day.
Wow.
I think you know what I'm going to say.
Of course, of course.
I think it's perfectly sensible to address this. If this woman was your maid of honor, like she wasn't in your bridal party, she was your maid of honor, and it wasn't 10 years ago, it was in 2016. I think it's absolutely okay and sensible to just be like, hey, like, no pressure, I'm not trying to start anything, but I just have to know because I'm hurt. I'm hurt that you didn't even think to have me as a bridesmaid, let alone maid of honor.
I'm going to go savage on this one. I'm going to go savage for two reasons.
What a coward.
One is, well, it's her wedding. She doesn't need to explain anything to anyone because she's the bride.
No,
that's kind of how this
works.
No,
but you can still ask.
She doesn't
have to explain.
Weddings are dictatorships, and that's how it works.
Oh, my God.
But also, and maybe this is, my anti-confrontational side.
Shocking.
Where I don't like to ask questions that I don't want the answers to. Like, why would you want to know? Like,
because I want to know the truth. I would want to know. Did I do something?
I think the truth is pretty much written out for you.
No, you don't. She doesn't know why. She doesn't know why. I would want to know why.
It could be very simple that maybe it's a smaller wedding party. I mean, there's a lot of factors that come
into
play.
Sounds like she's still at a bridal party,
maybe
though.
Maybe she had, a lot of the time you need to get, siblings involved. Maybe the guy she's marrying has sisters that need to be in it.
Oh,
I don't know. There's a million different reasons why. And ultimately, when it comes down to it, I love the woman that called in. Thank you so much for giving us a topic for Savage or Sensible. And thank you for listening to the show. But it's not about you. It's about the bride and about the groom and about the couple.
That's fine. I'm not saying that she has to butt her way into the bridal party and, ask for an invitation. I'm just saying I don't think there's anything wrong with asking why, given this woman was her maid of honor.
Mm.
That is such a betrayal.
And maybe.
Maybe you're a guy and you don't get it, but that is a huge betrayal.
I don't see it as a betrayal.
No. Wait a minute. Think about this. Let's think about this.
Okay, yes.
Let's say your other best friend, besides me, Joe.
A real best friend, okay.
Your second best friend, Joe, got married, and you were not even in the groom's party.
Okay.
Do not act like you would not be hurt. That is such a cop out.
I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
See, here's how it works. Okay, maybe he has more friends than I do. And he has more people that he's known longer.
No.
Yes.
You would
he
be
does.
Hurt.
That,
and that
actually,
is such
in,
a cop
in
out.
Joe's case, I wouldn't be shocked if I wasn't.
Oh my God.
He does know everyone, and he's known people since that from high school.
Like, unbelievable.
Longevity there. I mean, look. Does it suck for her? Yes, it sucks. But hey, sometimes life sucks. And
you are out of your gourd.
I don't think I am.
You are.
Jump in on this. I know we're getting a lot of comments on Facebook. We'll get to those. But vote right now at 98pxy.com. You can text in the keyword vote to 69822. You can also text us there with your thoughts on this, or if this has ever happened to you. I guarantee you there's people listening right now who the exact same thing, and maybe they were on one side or the other, has happened. 222-9800. Krista from Geneseo. Savage or sensible to ask the person who did not include you in their wedding, even though you were their maid of honor?
Completely savage.
Okay.
Savage to ask?
So you're on my side here.
I'm on your side. I actually had it happen to me.
Really? Which side were you on? Were you the bride or were you the one who was slighted?
I was the one who was slighted, but really? It was 2 years of our friendship that kind of dispersed.
Okay.
So I was completely not upset by it. I understood everything. I didn't care. Truthfully, I didn't care because it was her moment, and she's going to pick who she wants by her side, and if our friendship fell off, it's okay.
You know? But in this scenario, this person had the friend as her maid of honor in her wedding, and now she's not even in the girl's bridal party.
Yeah, but it's also been 3 years. This woman got married in 2016.
Years, exactly.
But she said best friend. She said it's her best friend.
Well, people grow apart.
No. She said they are still best friends. She referred to her as that.
No, she put best friend in quotations.
I think it was a slight because of this.
But if the bride is not considering her as a best friend, there might have been something that triggered that.
Well,
or you know,
more reason, all more reason to ask.
No, I don't know. Like I did. So did you ask when? Did you ask when you were in this situation?
No, not at all. I felt the same way. I didn't think that I should have been up there. It was one of those things where, you know, it's my best friend. I thought in my head it was my best friend, but I'm still going to celebrate her day no matter what. It's
yeah,
not
totally.
About me.
Wow.
It's about, exactly. Thank you. And then that ultimately that's what it comes down to is it's not about you. It's about them. Let them have their day. Let them invite who they want. Let them have whoever they want up there with them. It shouldn't be, I mean, it's not about you.
I just don't think there's anything wrong with asking.
Yes, it's not a popularity contest. It's not high school.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.
I just don't see what is wrong with asking. Because, there's a way to ask.
Sure.
There is a way to ask.
Let's role play it.
I did just a few minutes ago.
No, with me.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, Whit.
So I noticed that I discovered that I'm not in your bridal party.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I'm going to be real with you. Like, we're really good friends. Or I view you as a really good friend. So I'm a little hurt, and I just was wondering maybe why, like, you didn't want me there.
You just didn't make the cut. Like, that could be
the conversation. How hard is that?
That's so awkward. Whoa.
That was not awkward for me. Honesty is the best policy, as I always say.
A lot of comments coming through. Again, vote 98pxy.com. Let's just check on Facebook, though. Shannon says, Savage, sometimes it's hard to fit everyone you want in a wedding party. I mean, it's hard to fit everyone you want in, like, inviting them to the wedding, let alone the wedding party. Susie, Savage, it's their wedding. Don't ruin it with drama. Don't make them uncomfortable. If anything, ask after the wedding. Okay, how about that as a compromise?
I don't want to wait that long. Elizabeth, sensible. I'm a bridesmaid in a wedding coming up, and I'd be very confused as to why I wasn't involved in wedding stuff, and I would like to know if she were not in that wedding. Sarah says sensible. I personally wouldn't ask just because I probably wouldn't want to hear why they didn't include me because I cry over everything, but I don't see why it would be savage to simply ask.
222-9800. Valerie is Team PXY. Valerie, savage or sensible to ask why you weren't invited into the wedding party, even though that the bride was your maid of honor?
Hey, it is completely sensible.
Oh, okay. Yes. You're on Whitney's side.
Yeah, for sure. My brother recently got married, and they both had eight. You know, his wife had eight bridesmaids, and he had eight groomsmen. And
it's a big wedding
her
party.
Her brother was one of my brother's groomsmen, but I was not one of her bridesmaids.
Okay. Mm.
So it wasn't like, you know, like all the siblings, like her sister was one of her bridesmaids.
You're the only one that didn't make the cut.
Wow.
In
your brother's wedding.
In my own brother's wedding,
And you asked why. What was the answer?
Well, I never asked why, and I'm still upset about it.
Oh, okay. So you wish you did. I got it. Okay.
Hey, it's not too late.
I guess you guys could
always ask.
Yeah, it was probably, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago. It's kind of a little late.
It's a little late now. No, I think it's a little late now.
Just in retrospect.
No, because this is not a friend who you can just be like, all right, fine, well, we drifted apart. That's fine. We don't need to, like, communicate again. This is family. Like, you're going to see them. Like, you're not going to be able to escape the awkward.
See, I would have to tackle that with my brother.
Of course you would.
Well, first of all, I would expect to be, like, on my brother's side of the wedding.
You expect to be carrying your brother down the aisle.
Yeah, yes.
Valerie,
exactly.
Thanks for the phone call.
Thank you.
Appreciate listening.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, guys.
All right, a couple more texts coming through before we get to the poll. Again, last minute votes at 98pxy.com. Dieter checking in. Vote Savage. It's their wedding. They owe you nothing. No explanation.
Jeez. Nothing.
Another smart person saying, Savage, I didn't include a good friend in my wedding party, and she was upset and asked me Then I felt like I had to change everything to include her, wish I hadn't. At the end of the day, it's your day, and you shouldn't have to explain yourself.
So stick to your guns, but be ready to explain yourself. That's all I'm saying. If you are going to not choose someone who you were in their wedding as their maid of honor,
I don't know.
You should be ready to back it up. It doesn't need to get aggressive, but you should be ready to explain yourself.
Seems like it's going
to
get a little aggressive.
It's going to be aggressive if I'm not in your wedding, I'll tell you that much. No, you're going to be doing this show alone.
Savage or sensible. No, I have before. All right, so.
Corey.
The poll at 98pxy.com, Savage or Sensible, asking someone why they didn't include you in their bridal party if they were your maid of honor. According to the poll up online, 60%. Again, we got a close one today. Ooh. 60% say it is sensible.
Oh my gosh! Wow!
60% of people also love incredibly awkward situations.
I love the poll so much.
Speaking of awkward.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.